successful people can be at the top of their game in the business world and as parents, but it can sometimes be difficult to stay above it all. Now it's time to learn from an entrepreneur who has made this a reality. Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efesiou. Chris and his guests will share ideas and experiences to help you manage your life in business and as a parent. Now, here's Chris Efesiou.
There is a fathering crisis in America. Currently, more than 25 million children, 13% of the children in this country, live apart from their biological father. In urban communities, 75% of all children born since 1975 will live some portion of their formative years with only one parent. 25 million fatherless children, that means crime, increased pregnancy, poverty, school dropouts. Not very good news just 3 days before Father's Day. So we know what the problem is, but what's the solution? The solution rests on the shoulders of fathers. We are seeking to create a national movement that will end the crisis of father absence and replace it with a culture of championship fathering, says Carrie Casey, who is chief executive officer of the Kansas City-based National Center for Fathering. You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, broadcasting live from Bethesda Barnes & Noble Cafe in Bethesda, Maryland, live before an audience here in the store. I'm Chris Efesiou, and my guest today is Mr. Carrie Casey, as I said before, Chief Executive Officer of the Center for Fathering, Fathers.com. He is a man of multiple talents and expertise and tremendous work effort on many fields, including his work on fatherhood and low-income men and boys, for which he was recognized yesterday by the White House as a champion of change. It is my honor and privilege to have him on the show. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you so very much, Chris. I'm honored to be with you today.
My pleasure. May I ask you, for our listeners' benefit, to share a bit of information about you, your experience, and your present activities?
I'm really blessed to be able to do what I do. By the way, CEO, I tell people many times, I'm the chief encouragement officer. So I'm really trying to, at our National Center for Fathering, to inspire and equip fathers to be involved in their children's lives. And if it's anything that needs to take place in 2012, is just that. It's not just children in the urban areas or people of color, but in some of the suburban areas. Of course, I live in a suburban area. But dads that are making a lot of money sometimes, they are not involved in their children's lives. So we're really trying to inspire and equip dads to be involved in their children's lives. And we know through research also, Chris, that every child needs a father, grandfather, or father figure. So that's my major calling right now at the center. But, of course, I've been a chaplain with the Olympic team, chaplain for Dallas Cowboys at one time, and also with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I've had the privilege, I said privilege now, to speak to every NFL team over the years. And a lot of those gentlemen don't know their dads at times. And many have babies out of wedlock and all of this. So we're even helping the NFL, the NCAA, also. We speak at the Final Four every year also and train the coaches on dad as coach, coach's dad. So we're in the political arena, the Christian community, if you will, the broader community. But we are not a Christian ministry. We are a research-based 501c3 organization, educational-based as well.
Perfect. Well, as I always say, that kind of work, the work you do and those that work with you, this is God's work, and it's a terrific thing because I am a firm believer on the influence of the father figure, if not a real biological father, in a person's life. And it doesn't really matter if that is a boy or a girl, does it?
You're totally right, Chris. I mean, young ladies need their fathers as well. And you stated it just now so eloquently. In essence, it isn't always their biological father, if you will. But it is a fact that we need to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers or as it states in Scripture, the land would continue to be cursed. And so you look at the richest and most powerful country in the world, America. You read in the newspaper today of someone that committed a crime or whatever. Do the research. Many times they did not have an involved father in their lives. But you mentioned something about the young ladies, and we were talking off the air, and congratulations to you. Your daughter is on her honeymoon today. And
yes,
so
indeed.
I'm very proud of you as you raised an outstanding young lady there. But I do want you to know this. Daughters need their dads. There are no perfect dads. But we found through research that a daughter that has a good relationship with her dad, she is more confident, she's more secure, and she does better in math. We know that through research. Not only that, research shows that she will probably marry a young man that has similar facial features as her dad. Now, looking at me, that would be a little scary, so I'm glad you're on the radio today.
It doesn't really matter what the appearance is, Kerry. We both know that.
Yeah.
What matters is what makes someone tick, and what the teachings are from the father to the daughter or the father to the son. It doesn't really matter.
You're totally right. I minister, I speak to a number of young men, NFL and things, as I stated, and they would give up everything. Some of them that do not have a dad or don't know their father or involved in their lives, they would give it all up just to spend 1 hour, many times they said, just to touch my dad, to talk to him, to hear him say, I'm proud of you. Many times at our seminars, we have father-daughter summits, believe it or not. Also, daddies can bring their daughters from 11 years of age on up. We spend a day with them from like 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday to about 4:45, 5 o'clock, and share the research, and we train them. They write letters to their dads. Dads write letters to their daughters. We have young ladies to even speak to the dads, and young men, men also, in fact, speak to the fathers as well. I do a lot of that training. But the daughters, by the end of the day, they are just wanting to be involved in dad's life so much and vice versa. People come to me, this one dad said, and he was hugging his daughter, and he said, Mr. Casey, I need to give you more money. And I said, oh, I totally agree. But he was saying, we have not looked at each other in the eyes for years, he and his daughter, but they found ways to connect. So we train also fathers to be involved in their children's lives and how to connect with their sons, connect with their daughters. Believe it or not, we have a generation of people that many times did not get that from their father, so they carry on the same behavioral opportunities even in the future. So I'm at a National Fatherhood Leaders, the 13th, 14th annual International Fatherhood Conference in Fort Lauderdale today. And so all of the great practitioners are here, and so we are called, believe it or not, to really get the word out of the crisis, as you stated at the start of the show, and then to get the training to the various populations that need it. You have a prison population. They are not off the hook saying, I'm in prison, I don't connect with my kids. We let them know it's a way that you connect through letter writing, through the computers, and all that's going on today. Or a dad that has a lot of money, or a traveling dad, or a divorced dad. We do not want daddies to feel, well, you're a bum, you didn't step up to the plate, but you still can. We're looking forward. We're not trying to beat daddies down on Father's Day. Many times we celebrate the moms like, Happy Mother's Day, but then we have Father's Day. It's like, well, dads are not really measuring up. So we're trying to let them know and families know, let's celebrate fathers. Let's turn the culture from a fatherless culture to a fathering culture.
And that is absolutely the same hymn sheet that myself and several others that I know have been singing from all along. And it is all really about effort, isn't it? But beyond the effort, as you were telling me just before we got on the show, being a father is good for your health too, isn't it?
It is. If you read the USA Today newspaper today, it talks about being a dad could really affect men's behavior. And it talks about when you have, when you're a father, believe it or not, I mean, your health gets better. You have a more positive attitude, believe it or not, and how you view yourself and all of that. But economically, it's better. But there's research that shows a person is, I mean, people that are married or whatever, they will make more money, not just because they have two jobs, but it's how you handle the money. Teams win championships. When I played football at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, at that great basketball school, we did well in football also, though, but basketball is keen. But when I think about teams, and when you play as a team and you play your position, you can win a championship. You do not have to have the best players, but you take what you have and you work together in any profession, but especially marriage, and thinking about the dad. If he steps up to the plate, I am convinced healthcare, education, economics, and everything will be greater in this country when daddies really step up to the plate and be the daddies that we're called to be. The greatest thing I can do is be a man of God, husband, and a father. The rest is icing on the cake.
You're so right. And we will be going on a short break in a moment. But while we're on that break, think about what Kerry has said and either give us a call on 1-866-472-5788 or email us at chris@straightupwithchris.com with your questions about Kerry Casey, the CEO of the National Center for Fathering and a recent honoree as a champion father. I will come back from break, Kerry, and ask you what those elements of championship fathering happen to be. I know you've got five listed, and each one of those, I'm sure, requires a show on its own, but we will do what we can in the time we have it.
Great. So we'll take a Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure. Take a short break, and we'll be right back. I'm Chris Efesiou, and my guest, Kerry Casey, and you're listening to Straight Up Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Efesiou understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Efesiou. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. I'm Chris Efesiou here with my guest, Carrie Casey. And just in case you just joined us, we were speaking about the importance of children, boys and girls alike, of having a father, grandfather, or a father figure in their life to avert significant disasters. We also found out, as Carrie told us from an article published on today's issue of USA Today, that being a father is good for your heart, for your health, rather, in a clinical kind of way. Mm-hmm. So as we know what the importance is, and we know what the drawbacks are for those who live in fatherless homes, you have developed a system of championship fathering that involves five main building blocks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to list those for us, and then we'll start with the first one and go to all of them.
Yes. I think about this also, Chris. You were mentioning the article that I was speaking about earlier in USA Today, and I think about it. One of the thoughts they shared also, it said, recent findings have shown that fatherhood prompts men to be less self-centered, more giving, more outward focused. It can prompt them to be more responsible and become more mature. And it says here, especially to temper some of their risk, if you will. And I had not thought of that, but I became a father at 22. I married my bride at 21 when I was playing football at the University of North Carolina. And it really did help me mature even more so and to be focused. But so glad that we could share that. But then what you're talking about, Chris, championship fathering. I just wrote a book in 2009, and it's done very well, Championship Fathering, How to Win at Being a Dad. And I understand you're at Barnes & Noble's today, and I'm so very proud you're there having a book signing, I believe, for your new book, and I'm thankful that Barnes & Noble has my books there, the 21 Day Dad's Challenge that just came out, and has Tony Dungy in the book, Randy Alcorn, Josh McDowell. My son wrote a chapter, Sean Alexander, former NFL great player, Super Bowl player, as well as MVP in the NFL, and he's involved at the National Center for Fathering. But thinking about championship fathering, it's not just about sports, but I use a lot of analogies. Reggie White was a friend, a number of great athletes when I was a chaplain with in the NFL. But the five ingredients through research of thousands of dads, three things clearly come out, Chris, and that is this. Number one, they're loving. They love the child's mother, and, I mean, they love the child, yes, and they love the child's mother. Unconditionally, they love the child. But even if they're divorced, we find that they respect the mom and they do their best by them. So they're loving, if you will. And a few years back, my son, who is 15 now, he was 10 at the time. I have three grown children, and my bride and I kept having fun. Now we have Chance. And so we have a 15-year-old. He's going through driver's ed. He plays tennis. My bride is a second grade teacher and all that. But Chance came to me at 10 years old, and he said, Daddy, you play football. Marcellus, that's his older brother, he said, he played football, but Daddy, I don't like football. And I'm thinking, son, you're going to strap on something in his house. We play ball. But anyway,
thank you.
He goes with me the next night to speak to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm there speaking to the Chiefs, getting ready to speak to the Chiefs, a big athlete named Jared Allen, who is now at the Minnesota Vikings, who was a Pro Bowl player, walked over to Chance. Chance, you're going to play football? You're going to play for the Chiefs? He was a typical 10-year-old. He said, no, I don't like football. I'm never going to play football. Picture him looking up at this 6'6" player, telling him that. And I'm thinking, Chance, don't tell them, don't tell Mr. Allen that. Daddy, this is Daddy's job, son. You know, don't you like those nice gym shoes? This is what Daddy gets paid to do. But anyway, a day or so later, he looks me in the eye, doesn't move his eyes, and he says, Dad, do you still like me and love me, although I don't like football? I said, son, if you never touch a ball, you're daddy's seed. Son, I love you if you never touch a ball. But he likes playing tennis, and he sings in a choir, and he is a sharp young man. And I'm just so proud of him, just like any of my children. He walks in with the choir, the highest choir in the school, and he's a ninth grader. And so I'm just really proud of him. I cried just like when I see my son when he played college ball and when he went on the field. So number one is that they're loving. Number two is that they coach their kids. They don't just love them, but they coach their kids. We watch this through our research. And not on the field only, but they also coach them. They are aware and they're involved in their children's lives. Tony Dungy says that. This is a good coach will be involved in their players' lives and know who they are. And so this clearly comes out of our research. Love, coach, but then they model. They don't just preach a sermon, but they live it out. I remembered years ago when my dad was called the N-word, and I'm African-American, and he was called the N-word. But he looked down at me, and he said, son, evidently they don't know my name. And so,
oh, what a great answer.
Oh,
what a great answer.
That's it, and that's who he was. So he died on the same day as Coach Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys, and I used to be chaplain when Coach Landry was there. But my dad died that morning. My Coach Landry died that evening. But both of them were 75. Both of them were men of God. But both of them were married to their brides for 50 years. I've just been married for 35 years to Melanie, my bride that I met. One, the greatest thing happened to me in North Carolina, by the way, Chris, was not playing football and rooming with a great linebacker named Lawrence Taylor and going to bowl games. The greatest thing happened to me is sitting on the front row in geography class, turning around, seeing this sweetheart with a big afro, and I followed her out of class, and she's been my bride for 35 years. But enough of the stories. But anyway, but they are loving, they coach, and they model for their children. That's what a championship father does. He does that for his own children. But then the next tenet is that they encourage a child without a dad. And I know in your book, Chris, that you talk about mentoring. And it's basically the same thing. But, you know, you encourage a child without a dad. Right next door to me, I have three young men that they call me daddy. They are different color than me. They are Caucasian young men, handsome fellows. I mean, Kyle, Ryan, and Brett, super kids. But daddy left them when he was a little boy, when they were little boys. But their mother has a good job. They have a beautiful home. They're doing very well. But guess who they call dad? The guy that's next door to them that has a nose bigger than Bill Cosby's. But anyway, but the point I'm making is, and I am their father figure, and I really enjoy it, and I help them walk through life together. And so you encourage a child without a dad, but then you also enlist other dads to stay in the game. Sometimes you might lose your job. Sometimes you may have gone through a tough time in your marriage or whatever, but we don't want fathers and men to feel that they're second class, that they're really needed to speak into their children's hearts and into their lives. And young girls and young men need this. Believe it or not, in some of our championship fathering talks, and you open it up, you say, all right, how many of you don't know your dad? Tons of hands will go up. I say, what's one word to describe your dad? And some of them have father wounds, and they'll say, cheater, loser, coward. But some of them, you know, would say, you know, faithful, rock, worker, this type of thing. But then I ask him, what would you want to hear from your father if he was here today? And I've seen 70 and 80-year-old men say, I want to hear that my dad tells me, I love you, son. I'm proud of you, son. And so this Father's Day, I would really encourage fathers to look in their children's eyes, and when they connect with them or whatever this Father's Day, or on the phone or through a text message or all the modern opportunities to communicate, is to say, I love you to that daughter or to that son. I'm proud of you, and you are a beautiful girl, or you are a handsome young man, and I'm glad God made you the way he made you.
Why do you think it is so difficult for fathers to tell their children, sons or daughters, that they love them?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about it, I think of a learned behavior as well. And many times we pick up on, or we model the culture versus what really is supposed to take place. And naturally, I don't want to sit here and preach a sermon. I could sit here and pull out tons of Bible verses that point right to the heart of God, and that's on his heart. I'm not belittling mothers by any means, but as you read the Bible, we're the only ones that he gave us his name, Father. And our secular research, believe it or not, as you deal with the heart of a father, Christian or non-Christian, or whatever, it turns right back to the heart of God, of how he feels for us. But many times, Chris, to answer your question is that we follow the popular culture. The culture says, well, men are not supposed to cry. Men are supposed to be tough. Men are not supposed to be soft. Men are supposed to make tons of money. Men, women are supposed to walk behind a man, and you put them down. That is not how we're supposed to be formed. That is not how we were made. We're supposed to be protectors, providers, yes, but we're supposed to do it in such a way as not to be haughty or self-centered or about us or demeaning. It's supposed to be a privilege to have a job, a privilege to be able to go to your children's games, a privilege to see your children succeed as well as fail, but we're supposed to be there for them. And believe it or not, I will forever be grateful that my daddy was at my games. And even when he saw me getting beat up on the football field before I became a decent athlete and being in the paper and on TV and doing some of the things we did, but even at my toughest moments, he was still there. And it's just hard for men because of the way, if we didn't get it many times, Chris, that's the way we would function. You go and talk to people. You look at these things where somebody has been abused, you look at guys in jail, 70-something to 80% would tell you, I didn't have a dad. Believe it or not.
And it is. I believe it is. It's really an epidemic, it would appear. And it is something that I am convinced that can be fixed because, again, it takes effort, it takes understanding, it takes the willingness to want to do the work. Mm-hmm. Let's pick that up at the other side of the break. Hope you stay with us, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Chris Efesiou with my guest, Kerry Casey. You're listening on Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Efesiou understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with host Chris Efesiou. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. I'm delighted you're with us. My guest today is Carrie Casey of the National Center for Fathering. And we've been talking about a number of different things, including the fact that Carrie has published a book called 21 Day Dad's Challenge, which is available at Barnes & Noble. And incidentally, this is where we're broadcasting from live to you today. We're in the Barnes & Noble in Bethesda, Maryland, where immediately after this broadcast, I will be holding a book signing for my book, CDO Chief Daddy Officer. And we did not know that long before this broadcast, but the elements that my book is based on and the elements that Carrie's book is based on, as well as his mission, are nearly identical. So before we went on break, we talked about the elements of championship fathering, and those are loving, coaching, modeling, encouraging, and enlisting. Mm-hmm. And we covered the loving part pretty well. Let's talk about coaching. Mm-hmm. Coaching as in, well, let me ask you this. What do you mean by coaching?
Well, you think of the depth, Chris, of a coach. What does a coach do? A coach has experience that the players don't have. You have to have leadership. And that's why a daddy is the husband of the mom, hopefully. Sometimes that's not the case. But then you have to have a father. You got to have a mother to bring a child into the world. So, believe it or not, every person that has ever been born has a father. Even Jesus Christ, and how God put baby Jesus in mother's womb, in Mary's womb. But everybody walking this earth today has a father, good, bad, or indifferent. But you got to have a dad. But you got to have leadership. And that's what daddies, we must do. And if you're going to be a good father, we think about the coaching, as you just stated, Chris. And so a coach studies, a coach prepares his team to go out and to do battle and to win games and to know your opponent. And then also, when you go against your opponent, you will have various thoughts and various plays, and in essence, how to achieve and overcome that opponent. I'm in Fort Lauderdale today. I live in Kansas City, but people here are just so thrilled. Wow, we want the Miami Heat to win. Now, both teams are great. The Miami Heat, they're just really, really good. Oklahoma Thunder, I believe it is, really, really good. All of them can shoot good, rebound good, and all of that. But they're still, when they call timeout, they're looking at various plays and how to overcome the opponent. So a good father is the same way. He, in fact, he warns his team, his children, look out for this. Watch this when you go to this place. This is the type of young lady or young man you should be looking for. Be sensible. Study. Be prepared or fail to prepare. Prepare to fail. When you get in the car, this is how you should put your seatbelt on, and this is how you drive. So a dad is involved and aware of his children. My dad was so aware of me that when I received my driver's license when I was 16, I would never forget it. I was so thrilled, so excited. But my daddy said, no, son, you will not drive the car for at least 3 or 4 months. I'm like, Dad, I'm legal. But he wouldn't let me drive. And the reason why is he said, you're going to get your buddies in the car, and I know you might try to speed and listen to those guys. You got to listen to the right voices, Kerry. So anyway, love your children. You got to coach them in a deep way like you're stating.
And then you model behavior.
Yes, and model.
Is that is this another way of saying that a dad must be a mentor?
Oh, yes, just like in your book. And you were saying they're similar. Now, I want you to know this, Chris, and you know it. You've been around the block. But it is bottom line. When you're talking fathering, we should be on the same page. It's not rocket science. I mean, a daddy that does not have a big job, a daddy that doesn't know sports, can't walk and chew bubble gum or whatever. I'm 56. Only people that really know me know that I was very much involved in sports and some of the things that I've been able to do. I don't walk down the hall too often and people say, wow, you play football or blah, blah, blah. But in fact, they're going to watch what I'm doing now at 56. You will always need to model for your children. And there's something that a daddy can do that no one else can do. It's a reason why I'm the daddy of my children, and it's a reason why Chris, you are the daddy of your children, and it's something you can do because you're their dad. I'm not, and they're going to trust you, believe in you, and watch you. And even sometimes when they are antagonistic or quiet or rude or act like they don't want to listen to you. I have children that are grown, and I have a 15-year-old teenager. So right now, at 15, he's a little different compared to my older children. My older children went through the same thing, but to them, I'm real bright right now because they have children, and they are raising their children.
And then there is the art of being there, being present, being emotionally available, physically present whenever possible.
Yeah, and that's you're bringing out a wonderful point, Chris. And it's a fact, as I state about the money and different things. People think you must go on elaborate vacations, you must have tons of money or opportunities to really woo or turn your children on. There are simple things we can do in our homes, board games when it's cold outside or when it's warm outside, shoot the baskets, go for a walk, go to the pool, do what they want to do at times, go window shop at different places, go to the mall with them. Some of them are scared of that. They would be so embarrassed being with their parents at the mall the way times are today. But look them in the eye. Ask them, what's important to you? How can I be a better dad? What are some things I can do to really help motivate you more? Who is your favorite president? What do you think about what's going on in our country today with presidential elections or this type of thing? Or what do you think about my book? What do you think about your sister getting married and things like that? But look them in the eye. Don't fold your arms when you talk to your children. Be very inviting to them. Where would you like to go and get a meal today when you go out with them? You know, make date nights with your daughter and even not a date in a formal sense with your son, but pick out a day of the week where you connect and do what they want to do sometimes in this type of thing. And so think out of the box in that way.
it's you must think out of the box in every way when you're parenting, as has been my experience, because if there is a box, it was never engineered to be for children. Therefore, they're going to bust out of it. And unless you can keep pace with them, if not be ahead of them, then you'll definitely be behind. But
yes,
we were talking about modeling before, and to me, modeling and mentoring, they may be the same thing, but there are those parents who believe in the saying, do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's, I mean, it's the epitome of talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A parent, father, mother, or otherwise, must lead by example. What's your view on this?
Mm-hmm. You're so very true. I mean, some people say, well, do as I say and not as I do. But two of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League, one was Tom Landry, and I knew him personally. I was chaplain for the football team there with the Cowboys. And I remembered how Coach Landry would speak so loud that sometimes he would even use mere words. I think of Tony Dungy was the same way. Many people said, oh, they can't be a successful coach. They're not screaming. They're not getting on the players. Of course, a lot of that had to do with Coach Landry's personality, Tony Dungy's personality as well. But I watched my dad, who had a balance, and he was not a perfect dad. By the way, there are no perfect dads. I'm not perfect. My sons that are married are not perfect. There's never been a perfect dad except the Heavenly Father. But I think about this, in fact. No perfect fathers, but I watch my dad in tough situations, called out of his name, as I shared earlier, and he said, son, evidently they don't know my name. But I saw him in pressure situations where he kept his poise. He didn't lose his mind. When people were angry and arrogant with him, he didn't go there. He brought some civility to the situation and was not always perfect. But he, in fact, I watched him, you know, do that in some tough situations. So I learned a lot from that. And that's what fathers do. It's like a great coach. When the chips are down, the clock's running out and it's hard, you don't go crazy. You have to have your mind wrapped around all of the things that are going on around you. And then you call a play in this type of thing. And you do your best at that. And a daddy does the same thing, of loving his children, no matter if they get pregnant out of wedlock, if they get on drugs or do something stupid, don't lose your mind. Keep loving them. And that's what we say at the National Center for Fathers. But keep coaching them. You don't go on some break and say, well, the heck with the kids today. Keep loving, coaching, modeling, encouraging a child without a dad, and enlisting other fathers to do the same.
And don't forget to tell them that. Tell them that you love them, and so on and so forth. So much to talk about, but we need to take a break. Stay with us, and we will be back in a moment. You're listening to Chris FSU with my guest, Terry Casey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris FSU understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris. Real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Efesiou. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Chris Efesiou, and my guest is Carrie Casey of the National Center for Fathering. And we've been talking with Carrie what appears to have been the best part of 45 minutes of a wisdom-packed conversation. And we talked about the elements of his championship fathering, those being love, coaching, modeling, encouraging, and enlisting. And I want to cover, Carrie, the encouragement of a child. I grew up in Greece, where while encouragement was given, the support to make that leap was not necessarily given. And if you fell short of that mark, you were sometimes caustically criticized. Mm. I need to hear your views.
Wow. I think about it, though. When we're talking about enlisting in championship fathering, quite naturally, we want you to enlist. Encouraging a child without a dad. I ask this question, Chris: who are the kids, as the radio listeners are there, that's in their sphere of influence that does not have a dad? That's what we're talking about. Like, in essence, taking them to the ball game with you, taking them to work with you, encouraging them, taking them to church with you. This type of thing. Who are the kids in your neighborhood right now that you can name that don't have a dad? This is male or female, that don't have a dad that could stand there and be the prom father or homecoming dad to escort the daughter. Who is that kid right now? Think about it. So encouraging a child without dad. But then enlisting, we're talking about who are the other fathers that need that little boost, or has stepped aside and say, my kids don't like me, I've gone through a divorce, I've lost my job. They're ready to drop off the map and run. But good teams encourage the best players as well as the players that are not so great. So let's enlist those daddies in our neighborhood. I had a dad ready to get a divorce a number of years ago, but I took a risk and went over to his home, and he's one of my best buddies now. He left his bride for a while. A year later, he called me on my cell phone. I was in Washington, D.C. He calls me and he says, and I hear the voice. I pick up the phone. I said, hello. And he said, Carrie. I said, yeah. I said, who is this? He said, this is Bob. I'm like, Bob who? He said, you should be your neighbor. And he said, I want to come home. And I wanted to be mad at him, but I said, I'll help you come home. He and his bride are together today, and they're doing so well. But a lot of times we feel we don't have the right to get in other people's business and all that. But see, this thing, when we're talking about the divorce rate, when we're talking about daddies not being there for their children, that is not the best. But none of us are perfect. It's part of life. But if we can prevent that, we can cut out a lot of social evils in our life today. But my vision, though, Chris, thinking about the enlisting other kids, I mean encouraging other kids, enlisting dads, is this. I need to get to 6.5 million fathers in America. And the reason why is there are 65 million fathers in America. 25 million children will go to bed tonight without their biological father in the home. And when that happens, they're more likely to be poor, drop out of school, more likely to be involved in crime, girls more likely to be pregnant as a teenager. When the daddy's there, no perfect dads, but by dad just being there, those statistics flip-flop. And we've seen it. Now, there are some that beat the curve or whatever. But thinking about 65 million fathers, we read the book Tipping Point. We want to get, and in Tipping Point, it talks about you don't have to have tons of people to start a movement or to get something done. You just need a few, 10%. So if we get to 10% of the fathers in America, the 65 million, if you will, we get 6.5 million fathers, what does it look like? Shoulder to shoulder. Most men are 2.5 feet wide. But shoulder to shoulder from Boston Harbor to San Diego, California, that's what 6.5 million fathers look like. And we can change the culture from a fatherless culture to a fathering culture. So we can't just do it at fathers.com, the National Center for Fathering, but we're partnering with a number of outstanding and great groups, and we're doing this together because it's a movement, if you will. That's what you're doing. It's your book at Barnes & Noble's, and I would challenge people right now to get your book and to purchase it today and then go and give it to a dad, if you will. And it would be a blessing to them.
Well, thank you, Kerry. And I've got some good news for you. The listenership of this network, Voice America, is about 4.5 million people.
Wow.
If statistics are something of about a 60-40, I think, we've got a couple of million fathers out there listening to your voice, and we can probably, we're scratching the surface, but the word is getting out there, and I'm proud to do that.
Thank you for helping us do that, Chris, and we're so proud of you and your work.
Thank you, sir. Next week on Straight Up with Chris, my guest will be Bobby Connor, a highly praised national child development and parenting journalist, author, and parenting speaker. For 24 years, Connor produced and hosted the award-winning Parents Journal public radio program. Connor's program had been required listening for graduate courses in education and child development at colleges throughout the U.S. She is the author of Unplugged Play, No Batteries, No Plugs, Pure Fun, a Newsweek book pick of the week. She is also the author of Everyday Opportunities for Extraordinary Parenting and Book of Birthday Letters. Her books have been recognized by Parents' Choice Foundation, Children's Book of the Month Club, and Publishers Weekly. So tune in next week for a discussion with acclaimed author Bobby Connor. Kerry, we're almost out of time, sir. In about 30 seconds, give our listeners some parting wisdom.
If it's anything I would say, like my daddy would say, son, opportunity will come. It's going to come. When it comes, will you notice it? And if you notice it, will you be prepared? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Another thought he would used to say, he would say this, thinking about Father's Day, he would share with me, son, if you're going to lead the orchestra, you have to turn your back to the crowd. And I would say, listen to the right voices. And I'm so glad I had a father to share with me in such a way that I could help other fathers in 2012. I commend the fathers, and I say happy Father's Day and congratulations.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope you will be back on the show sometime soon. This has been an extraordinary opportunity to chat with you, and happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you. Honored to be with you.
I'd like to thank our... My pleasure. I'd like to thank our host today, the Barnes & Noble Bookstore in Bethesda, Maryland, where I will be doing a presentation and book signing of the book CDO Chief Daddy Officer starting at 7 p.m. tonight. Many thanks to the audience here before me as well. I'll also be holding a presentation and book signing on Saturday, June 16, at Barnes & Noble in Tyson's Corner Mall in McLean, Virginia, starting at 1 p.m. I hope you join me and my guest Bobby Connor next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk from. Until then, seize the moment, every moment, at work and at home. Happy Father's Day to you all. I'm Chris Evans. I'll talk with you next week. So long.
Thank you again for tuning in to Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk on Business and Parenthood. Please join your host, Chris Efesiou, again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it an engaging week at work and at home.